I saw the post. Someone asking about fantasies, favorite sexual encounters. And I read the line and about threesomes and bisexual experiences. I couldn't help it. My mind went right back there. I guess I kind of always knew it would happen. Just a way it wouldn't. Teased about it often enough. But I always thought it would be different. Guess I thought it would be loving. Sweet. I thought it would be with someone close. My best friend, maybe. My warm mouth buried between those sweet brown thighs while Sir came all over round tits. His best friend. A game night. Too many rounds of cards against humanity. One cock muffling my moans and another causing them. Balls slamming against my ass, cum dripping down my face, choking me. But in the end, my first threesome wasn't with a friend. It wasn't even with someone we liked. I don't remember how much Adderall I'd already had by the time Daddy and I stumbled into the hotel bar. But we were on vacation, and Sarah always spoils me when we're on vacation. I am a very lucky kitten sometimes. But I was already pretty far gone. Even before I asked for one more. Before we went up to our room. He said yes, though. And at that point, the details get a little bit fuzzy. So I cannot tell you exactly when we stumbled across my ex-boyfriend. Let's just call him Neil. Or how it was that Neil ended up in the room with us, watching as Sir stripped me down to nothing. But those fuck me heels and all that black eyeliner. Now, I will say this for my ex-boyfriend. He was boring and pretentious and self-absorbed as all shit. But for the most part, he had always been a considerate lover. Made it a point to check in with me, never hurt me, never pushed me too hard. So, imagine, must have been such a shock for him. To see that look of raw lust on my whore face when Sir twisted all of my dark hair twice around his fist and told me to arch my fucking back. Move my ass to fucking do it. But when Daddy began to defile my body in front of him, ripping my head back until I couldn't even watch him watching me. Up, girl, eyes trained up to the ceiling. Body bent and twisted in half. Stretching my tight, slick little cunt over and over. Sir's thick cock pressing against my cervix. Some pain and that fucking pleasure mixed together. I forgot Neil was there. I just know that Sir's cum was dripping down my thighs. And I was sweaty and sticky and begging to be used like the little brown cum slut I am. Somewhere in that hazy cloud of subspace, I looked up and I saw him stroking his cock. Wait, wasn't that bigger when we were dating? God, Daddy's cock is so perfect. I can't even believe I used to think it. Nice. And that's when I realized something. When I came up to the room, when he sat in that ugly green hotel chair, my ex-boyfriend wanted to fuck me one last time. But right now with my arms and legs trembling and sweat slicking my body, right now with Sir's strong chest and arms behind me and the sound of his hand against my ass ringing through the fucking room as he marks my skin, right now my ex-boyfriend wants to be me. And I could see it. I could see how slick he was. He seemed staring at the way my ass was raised up nice and high and offering to that gorgeous cock. You have to ask for it. Sir's fingers were bruised into my hips for almost 2 weeks from how hard he gripped me just then, and I thought might flood my cunt immediately. But I wasn't wrong. Daddy doesn't hurt you unless you ask for it. Almost nothing hurts as much as having his thick cock stretching your tight little ass open. I could see it in Neil's eyes. I recognize it. He wanted it. He needed it. He wanted to meet Daddy's little slut on all fours. Surfacing the cock stretched around it. He craved it. He wanted to know what it felt like. You have to ask nicely. did, of course. I knew he would. It was tiny and broken and almost not even a real please, but it was there. Oh, it's okay. I always break too. And then he got up on the bed, up on all fours, and I looked at Sir for permission because I'm spoiled, but I'm not stupid. But he smiled at me. And I ran my fingers through my ex-boyfriend's hair. And I traced his face with my fingertips. And I told him to arch his fucking back. Around that cock. Oh, look at you. Bucking your own hips back, wiggling, writhing like the needy little fucking cum slut you are. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. I like it when you cry. You look so good all twisted up in pain like that. I know. I know. It hurts so good, doesn't it? You can't get enough, can you? There you go. There, you want Sir to come in, don't you? Yeah, you do. You want Daddy's come. Yeah, yeah? Say it. No, I can't. I can't fucking hear you. I can't. You fucking say it. You. Yeah, tell me. Tell me you want Daddy's come in. You tell me what you are. You fucking tell me you want Daddy to breed you like a little whore. There you go. There you go. Good boy. Good boy. See?